I'm very alarmed with the situation that's unfolding in Ukraine. It's another real tragedy. Again, man-made because it's conflict, avoidable, should be in a political process to solve. But instead, it's, of course, spilling over into conflict, which is affecting just so many people in a very dramatic way. The humanitarian suffering, not just with the loss of life, but also the physical suffering, the psychological suffering, it's very alarming.
Those displaced people, they are dreaming about going back to their homes. And what do you think their perspectives are right now?
Right now, they don't have a perspective of going home because the conflict is really quite intense. More people are being displaced rather than people being able to return home. That's, of course, psychologically very difficult for people to understand why there can't be political solutions that enable them to get on with their lives. I mean, people have been displaced, and it's over 1.1 million people who've been displaced internally, and over a quarter of a million that have been made refugees that have gone into particularly the Russian Federation. These people are desperately wanting to get back home, get their children back to school, and get back to having and rebuilding their lives so that they have a hopeful future. But when you're a displaced person, you have no life. You're just alive, but you have no life. It's terrible.
I know that you demanded access of the humanitarian missions to all displaced people. Mm. And do you think this goal is reached now?
Well, we have brought to everybody's attention that access is a problem for humanitarians. Hospitals are without basic drugs and medicine, medical centers. Livelihoods have been destroyed by this banking crisis where the banks in the conflict areas have been closed. It's hurting everybody in every aspect of their lives. The pensioners haven't been paid their pensions. It's the vulnerable, it's the old, it's the children not at school. Vaccination campaigns have been stopped, so no child has been vaccinated in Ukraine since this conflict began. This is 2015. Children should not be exposed to the risks of preventable diseases. Schools should not be interrupted because of political failure. Businesses, just ordinary life. We're better than this in 2015. We should be better than this in 2015. For sure, it's a very controversial and difficult political problem, but it has to be taken away from impacting directly on innocent civilians. Again, that's what we saw. We saw it was the ordinary people who are living in the bomb shelters, whose children are not at school, who have no income, who are just physically and psychologically suffering. That's the tragedy of this. It's really appalling to see how quickly the situation has deteriorated in this country.
What about Minsk Agreement? Do you think it works?
As a humanitarian, I'm not involved in the politics, but we have to hope that the Minsk Agreement works because that's the agreement that is there. There's a political process, there is an agreement, and it needs to be implemented. That's what the people want. Everyone that we met, every ordinary person that is suffering, they want peace. That's what they want, and they want the politicians, not just Ukrainians, but internationally, to sort this out in an agreement, in a political process, and let them get back to living their lives, sending their children to school, vaccinating their children, hospitals and clinics working again, people who are suffering from diabetes, from other diseases, they need to get their treatments. It's not happening. Again, we need the leaderships who are involved in the politics of this to make the agreement work. It's urgent.
Any optimism?
We have to be hopeful, but we also have to be honest. Right now, the situation is deteriorating very quickly in Ukraine. This is preventable. We should be able to, as an international community, prevent it from deteriorating. And if we don't, then more people will be killed. There will be more humanitarian suffering. And it doesn't matter how long a conflict goes on. In the end, it always concludes. The only question is how long it takes to get to the conclusion and how many people have to die and suffer in the meantime. So there will be an end to this. That's the history of our human existence. I hope that this one will be short because it's urgent that it be shortened. It's the civilians, it's the innocent people that are suffering. I saw in the people a lot of hope. The way communities have mobilized to help those who are suffering. I mean, there's a generosity there, there's a solidarity there. I didn't hear the rhetoric of conflict at the community level. I heard it at the political level, but not at the community level. That gives me hope.